the First Lady of New York Radio, Joan Hamburg. Entertaining and informative. Talk Radio 77 WABC.
Because there has been so much panic in the land, we are not going to necessarily talk about what to do with a virus, but we're going to talk a little bit about the financial situation. And I know from hearing from so many of you, as the markets dropped to what a lot of people thought was a dangerous low, people were literally panicking again. And the fears of a recession were felt not only here, but across the world. I turned to one of the country's leading financial advisors, Barbara Tarmey, who's a partner of William Jones, the wealth management area, to not so much for reassurance for everyone, but what is the real story? Are people panicking when they shouldn't be panicking? What caused all this? Could a virus have caused this? Could oil prices have caused this? And does this mean recession is real? Welcome to you, Barbara Tarmey.
Good morning.
Good morning. You sound fairly calm.
I tend to get calm when things get busy.
So is this yet another test for our financial system?
I think when you're investing, you always have to be prepared for a test. We've had an 11-year bull market. Corrections are normal. You never know what will bring on a correction or whether or not the correction results in a recession. But investing, you have to be prepared for the bottoming of a correction is always a process. It's very, very rarely a singular event. So I think you have to be very much of a gradualist as you approach this market.
Well, you know, I had a guy who was driving me, obviously not a man of wealth, and he had invested what little he had in the stock market, and he told me that he sold everything. And that may be the reaction of a lot of people. Was that a smart thing to do?
Well, I think we know that knee-jerk reactions are really a good thing to do. And I think if we step back and peel the onion and think about what's actually going on, there are a couple, I'd really say there are three legs on this stool. One is the virus. It started in China. It's moved to Europe and it's moved to the U.S. And I think, as we all know, people have cut back a number of their services. They're going to less restaurants, they're going to less shows, and they're cutting back their travel. So there's things that do slow the economy. On top of that, you had the effect of the price war in oil yesterday. Saudi Arabia was trying to prop up the prices of oil. Russia was uncooperative, and it resulted in a price war. Most bank lending is assuming oil can trade around $50 this year. It's around $34, I'm sorry, a gallon, a barrel. So from that standpoint, there's some issue about whether the decline in oil prices will affect the banking system. And the third leg on the stool is just the general structure of the market or the technicals of the market. There's not a lot of liquidity, and liquidity I mean by the ease of buying and selling, and that's why you're having very wide swings in this market. So with that as your backdrop, you look to our, you know, the president or the political system, and you say it's very rare that a president will get reelected in a recession. So from that standpoint, I think we have to look for some fiscal policy moves and some monetary policy moves. The monetary policy moves are done by the Fed. The fiscal policy moves will be done by our politicians.
And can that stop the downward spiral?
I think it can be put some of the emotional moves, you know, such as your driver selling out a portfolio, it's somewhat of an ease. Fiscal policies take time to implement, be it the payroll tax cut that was just talked about. They've talked about paid sick leave. They've talked about aid to small businesses. And on the monetary side, though, you can have a quicker effect, and that could be Powell coming in and cutting the Fed funds rate again, increasing liquidity in the market. So I think the monetary policy can be a very quick response, and the fiscal policy, it will probably relieve some of the emotional trauma that people are feeling, and then down the road provide some kind of boost to the economy.
Do you think that people's goals should change, even small investors who put a little bit in the market and who are now feeling scared and unsafe?
I think when you're investing, you always have to assume you get surprised. We never know what will be the straw that breaks the camel's back. So I think you have to plan for the worst and hope for the best. That translates into making sure you have enough cash on the side to at least meet the next couple of years of your spending needs. You never want to sell a stock at a bad time in the market. The stocks are used to enhance your purchasing power. In other words, to buy one can of tuna today and two cans tomorrow. Mm-hmm. And that's for money down the road that you'll need. But the way to protect yourself is always to manage your debt. You want to have as little debt as possible. You always want to have money when other people don't. And that means being in very high quality companies that when you reach certain points in the market where there is no liquidity, that your managements, the managements of the companies that you own, have money when their competitors don't, and then they can make better decisions.
If the health crisis continues, does that mean that the recession fear is real?
Joan, you've just asked an incredibly important question. The health crisis will continue. I think we're just starting to see the virus strike New York. I think you're going to see the numbers increase pretty dramatically as we move forward over the next, you know, few weeks and few months. It is a highly contagious virus, and it's insidious in that it's asymptomatic for somewhere between 9 and 14 days. So, as I said earlier, people are cutting back their travel. I mean, we internally have just come from a meeting where we're going to have people, half our staff work remotely and half
right,
be in the
office. That's what's happening.
And that's the reality of what's happening. Do you want to order, you know, food from restaurants, or are you going to eat home more? I mean, there will be a change in habits, I think, that will come out of this. And whether it means better sanitation within airports or airplanes, or whether it be people being more sensitive about washing hands and cleaner surfaces, but there will be a change because, you know, as you mentioned earlier in your dialogue, the world is very, very interconnected. So it's very hard to stop the flow, and it's very hard to close down a city.
Is this a good time for people to buy?
As I said, the bottoming is a process. I think if you have a lot of cash, maybe you tiptoe, but you tiptoe only into the best of companies. You don't want to buy the new low list, so to speak. You want to stock prices follow earnings. But I think you go slowly. Ordinarily, you'll see another move up and another dip down. You don't have to catch the bottom.
Well, we know this is probably, at least in my memory, the biggest test we've had since, 2008?
Exactly. So there's a lot of debt in the system. Everything goes back to debt. So whether or not there be oil companies out there that can't roll their debt or refinance themselves, or whether there be a hedge fund out there that's made a bet that the long bond would not drop below 1% as it did, which is an extraordinary event. If there's someone that's borrowed money out there that can't pay it back, that does tend to put a crack in the foundation of our system.
Right. And I worry about bankruptcy, too. All these small businesses.
Well, that's somewhere we're hoping for some kind of push in fiscal policy where you do get some kind of subsidization for small businesses. Even my daughter, when I was speaking with her, she takes a yoga class. She said her yoga instructor is concerned she won't be able to pay the rent.
Yeah, well, it's
so
a real thing.
Down. And we're very much of a service economy. 2/3 of the economy is the consumer, and we're much more service-based here in the U.S., where in China, they're much more manufacturing-based.
Yeah.
So us not buying services is a hit to our economy here.
No, I have a friend who's a hairdresser who said that it's like a morgue. People who ordinarily are rushing in to get a blowout, or they're canceling. They don't want to be near people.
You know, eye doctors are seeing fewer appointments. So even companies where you think that essential services, going to the eye doctor to check your eye pressure, people don't want to be on mass transit, so they're not showing up to their appointments. So they'll put those kinds of issues off, even when they're considered essential. So, and that's where you get back to your question, could we see a recession? It is possible that we have a recession, but it is too early to tell.
Right. And when all is said and done, having looked at markets over the years, I don't know why I always feel that it's going to be all right, but I just feel it's going to be all right, leaving all politics out of it.
So if you keep peeling back the onion, companies that have great balance sheets and, as I said earlier, have money when other people don't, are going to be fine. And if not, and if in fact they'll be advantaged on the other side of this correction. And companies that have too much debt that can't weather the storm will fall by the wayside. And that's why I say it's very important to know in the types of companies you're investing.
I'm talking to Barbara Tarmey, a partner at William Jones, the Wealth Management Division. Thank you, Barbara.
Take care.
We'll talk to you again. I'm Joan Hamburg, and you're listening to WABC.